In the name of God, Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, the Islamic Republic of Iran places great importance on the right to freedom of expression and access to information as a fundamental human right, which serves as a cornerstone for the realization of other human rights. Accordingly, Iran has taken measures to respect, promote, and implement this right in all its forms. The history of Iran's press law dates back more than 117 years. This law ensures the protection of national rights, citizenship rights, and the rights of media professionals and journalists alike. Article 4 of the press law explicitly states no governmental or non-governmental authority has the right to exert pressure on the press to publish or not publish any article or content, nor to engage in censorship or control of publications. Additionally, the note to this article provides for penalties against violators. Recognizing the importance of technological advancements and the emergence of new media, the Islamic Republic of Iran has undertaken extensive measures to facilitate access to information and provide a conducive environment for media activities, including reforming procedures for issuing licenses and simplifying access to media services, establishing advanced communication infrastructure in underprivileged and rural areas to ensure equal access to high-speed internet and bridge the digital divide, providing grants to media content creators and enhancing capacities for multilingual content production, direct and indirect subsidies to active media organizations, promoting a people-centric culture and striving for media justice across ethnic, religious, gender, and geographical dimensions, strengthening legal mechanisms and forming support groups for journalists and media managers. Moreover, to enhance digital rights and expand access to information and communication technologies, the following initiatives have been implemented. Participation in the drafting of the Global Digital Compact, launching open data platforms to increase transparency, accountability, and innovation. Establishing dozens of innovation centers and supporting startups in the media sector. Designing 21 educational programs to utilize artificial intelligence in media. Comprehensive measures to combat fake news. Strengthening international cooperation for the transfer of knowledge and technology in the field of media and information through cultural and media agreements with several countries, establishing a system for publishing and accessing open information and connecting over 2,000 public and private institutions to it, enabling citizens to exercise their right to access information. Mr. President, through these measures, a suitable environment has been created for journalists, reporters, and media professionals. A few notable points are as follows. By the end of December 2024, more than 14,000 registered media outlets were operational, including over 5,000 in print media, 5,000 online media, and over 3,000 offline digital media. Women make up over 40% of journalists and editorial board members in Iranian media. 320 journalists from 151 foreign media outlets representing 30 countries currently operate in Iran, reflecting a 10.5% increase compared to the previous period. 806 women serve as media managers. 26 media outlets belonging to religious minorities, including Jewish, Armenian, Assyrian, and Zoroastrian communities. Internet access for 116 million users with a penetration rate of 137%. Operation of 34 provincial and local broadcasting networks and nearly 300 media outlets managed by ethnic communities, including Azeris, Kurds, Arabs, and Baluchs, aimed at preserving local languages, cultural heritage, and ethnic identities. Lifting restrictions on citizen access to widely used platforms, such as recently WhatsApp, and supporting the development of new domestic communication platforms. In the Islamic Republic of Iran, measures have been taken to ensure that media professionals face fewer administrative and judicial obstacles. As a result, the professional and disciplinary violations are primarily addressed by the Press Supervisory Board, a supra-governmental body. If severe violations are referred to court, they are adjudicated in accordance with the Constitution, with the presence of a jury. Mr. President, Excellencies, the efforts of the Islamic Republic of Iran to guarantee freedom of expression and access to information are serious and far exceed some alleged shortcomings. These endeavors reflect Iran's commitment to fostering a transparent, just, and inclusive environment where the rights and dignity of all members of society are respected and existing gaps are minimized. Thank you for your kind attention.